What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. I'm usually coming at you every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. over the airwaves of Sirius XM, POTUS Radio, Channel 124. And obviously, for the purposes of my YouTube show, I usually do a couple of additional shows outside of the POTUS channel, even though you could always usually get my sound and my audio from POTUS Radio. I just wanted to address this subject, and that's essentially involving the President Donald Trump posting a video depicting former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama as apes. I'm going to say that again. Depicting the first black president in United States history and the first black first lady in United States history as apes, monkeys. In the year 2026, that has happened. Now, before I go into it, let me say this. The White House says that it wasn't the president's fault. Even though the video has been removed from the president's Truth Social account, they are pointing the finger of blame to a White House staffer who they say erroneously made the post, and it has been taken down. Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary for the White House, initially came out defending it by saying it apparently was AI generated. It was an AI generated clip portraying Barack and Michelle Obama as apes. In a statement sent to Deadline, the White House press secretary said, quote, "This is from an internet meme video depicting President Trump as the king of the jungle and Democrats as characters from The Lion King. Please stop the fake outrage and report on something today that actually matters to the American public." To Caroline Leavitt, are you black? I'm being facetious, obviously. Who are you to say it's fake? Who are you to say the outrage is fake? Who are you to say something like that? And who are you to say, let's get to matters that actually really, really matter to the American public? Do you believe that it shouldn't matter if the American public is led to believe that the president of the United States is referring to a former president and the former first lady as apes? He's engaging in such disgusting and classless behavior? You think that doesn't matter? Because I'm here to tell you it does. Now, the White House, again, is going to be about the business of denying what's going on. CBS News has reported on it. The New York Times has reported on it. Forbes magazine has reported on it. Everybody's going to be reporting on it because it's disgusting, it's classless, there's no place for it at any point towards anyone in our society, and we get all of that. But as it pertains to this president, it gets a bit worse. Because here's the reality of the situation. We live in a society where they talk about you being innocent until proven guilty and making sure that we don't attach levels of guilt towards you without some substantive evidence. And even then, we want to give you the benefit of the doubt. Here's the question. Why the hell should anybody give the president the benefit of the doubt? Because, see, this is where your past behavior all comes into play. The pettiness, the kind of nonsense that you've engaged in. Remember when Elijah Cummings, the representative out of Maryland, passed away a few years ago? And the president was seen saying, well, he wasn't very nice to me. And that's why he didn't speak kindly about the deceased Elijah Cummings at that particular moment in time. We don't have to bring up the abundance of things he said about other folks. We don't have to even bring up the fact that one could easily argue that was as it pertains to the black community, whether it's the Smithsonian Museum or anything else, there's a concerted effort to erase an attachment and a connection to black history. Why? Because that wouldn't be good for white people. We've heard the president allude to what's to the detriment of white folks and how he laments that from time to time, which is why there's a concerted effort to reverse history, or at least our connection to it. And how do you do so? Because future generations, if you don't have access to stuff in libraries, if you don't have access to stuff in schools, if you don't have access to stuff online and beyond, guess what? They would never be informed. And as a result, for future generations to come, it'll erase the iniquities that were committed by other folks in our society for decades, if not centuries. Everything that folks were lamenting about, he brings into play. When you talk about ICE and what's been going on in the streets of Portland, Chicago, Los Angeles, and most recently Minneapolis, and you hear people talking about how colored people are being stopped on the streets, how they're devoid of search warrants when ICE approaches them and ICE agents don't have search warrants, when they're talking about not being allowed to wear masks because you've been wearing masks and hiding your identity, and you're alluding to the threats that have been exercised towards ICE agents and what have you, so that it's necessary to hide their identity. Well, where do we get to hide when we have to deal with the president and his behavior and his classlessness and his insensitivity and the way he's been coming at people? This is an opportunity for us to veer away from politics and to touch on our humanity. Whether you're a Democrat, you're an independent, you're a Republican, you should abhor what we're talking about right now. Barack Obama and Michelle Obama as monkeys, as apes. Recently, Senator Chuck Schumer, a Democrat out of New York City, alluded to the whole voter registration issue in the SAFE Act as an extension of Jim Crow 2.0. I went on the record and said that was engaging in hyperbole. That was a bit excessive. I don't feel that way now. Not after this. He alludes to something, taking something that you're doing from a legal perspective and attaching racism to it. And just days later, you validate his suspicions and his skepticism. Don't let me get into the punk-ass approach that I'm witnessing right now, where we're saying, hey, it was a staffer, it wasn't him. By the way, a staffer who is anonymous. So it was somebody within your administration who's anonymous. Therefore, since we don't know their name, they don't get to be held accountable if it was indeed them. So for all we know, even if you weren't telling the truth, who's to say there would be ramifications for such a vile act? You didn't give us their names, so we don't know who it is, which means we don't know what's being done to them for making such an error in judgment. But for the record, speaking purely for myself and no one else, I don't believe your ass is one bit. There's no way that I believe for one second that this was some anonymous staffer. This president is waking up 4 a.m. tweeting or sending out posts on his Truth Social platform. Suddenly it's somebody else's fault? Somebody else would make a mistake with a post so vile that stayed up for 12 hours? This is a president that gives you every impression he lives on the platform. He ain't off the platform for 12 minutes, let alone 12 hours. And suddenly we're supposed to believe otherwise. This is an opportunity for Democrats and Republicans, for American citizens on both sides of the aisle to come together and say, we don't want this shit. We want nothing to do with it. We don't want somebody like this representing us. This has nothing to do with politics. This has everything to do with decency, decorum, and looking out for your fellow man and women and understanding that there is a level of respect that they require and that they deserve. And we want our leaders to act accordingly. And anybody who doesn't fall in line with that, we don't want them, we don't need them, we don't want anything to do with them. This ain't about J.D. Vance. This ain't about Marco Rubio. Hell, this ain't about Kristi Noem or Pam Bondi or Cash Patel. We've had an abundance of people on this show from both sides of the aisle We've had Governor Westmore. We've had Governor Josh Shapiro. We had Governor Spencer Cox. We've had Minority Speaker of the House, Akeem Jeffries. We've had Madeleine Dean, representative out of Pennsylvania. We've had former Senator Joe Manchin out of West Virginia. We've had Jim Jordan. We've had Chip Roy, both of them on the right. We've had Senator Lindsey Graham. We've had Tom Cotton from the Senate Intelligence Committee. We've had Ted Cruz. We've had Representative James Clyburn. None of them would do this. None of them. Both sides of the aisle. We're being fair here. None of them would do this. It's about one man. A man that's in the White House that's so damn petty, not only is he pursuing, prosecuting individuals, using law enforcement as his lengthy strong arm of the law to persecute individuals he feels wronged him, from Letitia James to John Bolton to James Comey to Jack Smith, even to Don Lemon. A person that's doing that has also shown you how petty he can be time and time and time again. He saw the video, saw an opportunity to ridicule and malign a former president who he believes had everything to do with the whole Russian collusion case that he's had to deal with. And he tirelessly brings this stuff up. Same president who's got people mingling with the FBI, raiding voting offices in Georgia to find out stuff about 2020 just to validate his proclamations about a rigged election, even though he's back in office 6 years later. That same guy is the guy in the White House using his administration to tell you he had nothing to do with a post that has his fingerprints and his smell and his stench written all over it. That's who we're talking about here. And that same man must be universally condemned for having his platform associated with such an insulting, classless, despicable post that was on his platform for 12 hours. Anybody who doesn't speak against him on this is complicit. You're telling us what you think about black people. Plain and simple. There is no way around this. This requires universal condemnation. Doesn't mean he's going to leave office. But it could mean that we need others in office during the midterm that aren't necessarily on the right, so more checks and balances can take place. And perhaps, dare I say, he'll be a bit more guarded from doing nonsense like this, because, again, I believe he is guilty of this. Do I have proof? No. But I've told y'all on many occasions, if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it ain't a damn mongoose. It's what it is. His behavior, his tendencies, his rhetoric, his petulance, his belligerence all fall in line with what we're talking about right now. Do you want to be associated with that or not? It doesn't mean that you have to disagree with him about the economy, that you have to disagree with him about tariff wars or border security or safety in the streets or his position on Russia and Ukraine or his position on Israel and the Gaza Strip and all of that stuff. It's not about politics. This is about decency that we require exist in the United States of America. And the president of the United States, once again, appears to be more indecent than the very people he was elected to lead. What y'all gonna do about it? What y'all gonna say about it? On Capitol Hill and beyond, I should just be one of millions of voices that's speaking against this kind of nonsense. Even if it is some White House staffer who made a mistake, which I don't believe it was him. I don't believe that for one second. But if it was, what's their name? Are they still working for you? Did you suspend them? Did you fire them? Are you using taxpayer dollars to say, way to go, do it again? I love it. We suspect we know what answer to that question would be from the president. What about the rest of y'all? What about the rest of us? Think about that. I would tell you to enjoy your weekend. But how can you really, after this kind of nonsense? So instead, I'll say God bless. And remember, in the end, no matter our differences, we're all in this together, whether we like it or not. More is required from a man in that position. And more is required from anybody who can influence him from ever letting something like this happen again. Because as Donald Trump used to always say when he was starring in The Apprentice on NBC, the buck stops with him. He's the president of the United States. It happened. It was on his damn watch, even if it was an unnamed staffer, which I don't believe. It still comes back to him. What y'all gonna do about it? That's all I'm gonna say. That's it for this edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly. I'll be back with more to say. I would say Monday, but who knows if some other BS happens that I feel compelled to speak about even before this weekend is up. You never know with me. Unfortunately, you never know with him either. Take it easy, everybody. Peace and love.